AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Oscars ceremony last night wasn't just about the best movies and the best actors, as host Chris Rock reminded the audience.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards.
All the acting nominees were white, prompting talk of a boycott. Leonardo DiCaprio won a Best Actor Oscar for the movie The Revenant. He talked about climate change in accepting his award.
For those people out there whose voices have been drowned out by the politics of greed, I thank you all for this amazing award tonight.
Brie Larson won Best Actress for the mother-son captive story Room.
Thank you to the moviegoers. Thank you for going to the theater and seeing our films. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Spotlight won Best Picture, the movie about a newspaper investigation into the Roman Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal.
They knew, and they let it happen to kids. Okay? It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
Spotlight only won one other Oscar last night, Best Screenplay. A lot's riding on Super Tuesday tomorrow for the presidential candidates. The pundits say if Donald Trump, the front runner, wins big tomorrow, well, listen to American University's Leonard Steinhorn.
If he wins most of the state, if he steals Texas from home state Senator Ted Cruz, it's going to be really hard to stop him.
Leonard Steinhorn, political science professor at American University in Washington. It's day three of a fragile ceasefire in Syria. And in Germany, a former SS medic is going on trial on more than 3,600 counts of accessory to murder. Hubert Zafke is 95 years old. This is AP Radio News. A Navy SEAL who led a daring rescue of an American hostage in Afghanistan 3 years ago will receive the Medal of Honor this morning at the White House. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports.
In December 2012, Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Edward Byers and his team burst into a shack in eastern Afghanistan to free Dr. Dilip Joseph, head of a nearby clinic. According to a Pentagon summary of the classified mission, as shooting erupted, Byers flung himself on top of Joseph and also pinned one of the Taliban captors to the wall. He later gave first aid to a fatally wounded comrade. The summary says Byers, who's now at college in Vermont, displayed extraordinary heroism and calm leadership, the 11th living service member to earn the nation's highest award for valor in Afghanistan. Mark Smith at the White House.
Most international stock markets skidded lower today. Investors worried about China's economy and global economic growth. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.